Now we'll hear from Furman Sr. Ian McClure.
From my understanding, Yale's involvement with Yemen started actually in the 1950s and 60s, aiding with the Saudis' involvement in the Yemeni civil war between the loyalist faction that supported the king and the Marxist guerrillas that fought in the south, where currently today the Al-Qaeda insurgency is based. And we funneled money into Saudi Arabia in order to send munitions and arms into Yemen in order to support the loyalist faction. And meanwhile, Cuba was the main financial backer of the communist insurgency in the south. Moving up to current moments of time, Yemen, as of the moment, is currently embroiled in a civil war to the north with the Shiite minority, and in the south with a substantial tribal Wahhabi element that is the main supporter of Al-Qaeda in Yemen. The main obstacle to U.S. support within the region is the dwindling economic sustainability of Yemen. Yemen right now is one of the poorest countries in the Middle East and in the world. I think it's maybe fourth or fifth of the poorest countries behind Haiti. And what we really need to do to combat Al-Qaeda there right now isn't funneling military aid, but really propping them up economically and financially, to the point where they can actually sustain economic development and sort of find a way to build several sectors of industry that would integrate some of these populations in the north and the south in order to sort of lend legitimacy to the government based in Sana'a, Yemen, which is the capital. Through giving these people stake within the system, it sort of stabilizes the situation to where Al-Qaeda will not pose a threat, because one of the main tools that they're doing is they're offering economic incentive in order for people to join their cause. So it's not only a cultural sort of connection to Al-Qaeda, but it's also a financial connection. As we have seen with the terrorist attack, the terrorist attempt in December, and then the bombing on the USS Cole in August 2000, this is a point at which we actually need that our interests are vital within the region, especially since the fact that it's right next to the major sea lane shipping. So this serves as a sort of strategic objective in our global war on terror.